Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Milwaukee Braves and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting second. The first baseman, Frank Torre. Batting third. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jack Ditmer. Batting seventh. The catcher, Del Rice. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Buell. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Bob Buell. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting second. The second baseman, Gene Baker. Batting third. The first baseman, Dee Fondi. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Walt Morin. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Monty Irvin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Pete Wisenant. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hobie Landreth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Kizer. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Don Kizer. And now, play ball. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Braves nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hook hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Morin reaches second base with a double. Baker scores. Banks moves to third. It's 1-0, Cubs. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin takes first base on ball 4. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Rice picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Rice. Banks scores. Morin scores. Irvin moves to third. Wisenant moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is walked intentionally. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aaron moves to second. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to second for the out. Aaron moves to third. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoke takes first base on ball 4. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive towards first. Torre catches it and steps on first to double up Hoke. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 0 for 1 in the game. Fondi hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton who is chasing the ball. Fondi reaches third base with a triple. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Banks strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Buell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Connell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kaiser fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0 for 1 in the game. Torre hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Irvin strikes out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Wisenant takes first base on ball 4. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Landreth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenant settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bruton hits a line drive into left field. Irvin picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Irvin. Bruton moves to second. Jack Dittmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dittmer is 0 for 1 in the game. Dittmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bruton moves to third. Two outs. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0 for 1 in the game. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Wisenhan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Kizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Kizer strikes out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a fly ball into right field. Aaron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Baker takes first base on ball 4. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Fondi hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Baker moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 0-for-1 in the game. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chuck Tanner pinch hits for Bob Buell. Chuck Tanner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tanner strikes out. One out. Eddie Matthews pinch hits for Danny O'Connell. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kizer fields it and throws to first for the out. Logan moves to second. Two outs. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-2 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Eddie Matthews now playing third base. Taylor Phillips now pitching. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morin strikes out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Irvin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Wisenant takes first base on ball 4. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips fires to first and has Wisenant trapped. There's the throw to Logan, who tags Wisenant for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fondi scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bruton for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Don Kaiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaiser is 0-for-2 in the game. Kaiser hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Rice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Logan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Baker is hit by the pitch. Hoke moves to second. Dee Fondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Fondi hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hoke scores. There goes Baker trying to get to third. Aaron throws the ball into Matthews, who tags Baker for the out. It's 4-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jack Ditmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ditmer is 0-for-2 in the game. Ditmer hits a fly ball into right field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 0-for-2 in the game. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Felix Mantilla pinch runs for Del Rice. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a pop-up towards first. Fondi settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Adcock pinch hits for Taylor Phillips. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Johnson now pitching. Bob Roselli now catching. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ditmer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Monty Irvin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Irvin is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Irvin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jerry Kindle pinch runs for Monty Irvin. Pete Wisenant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wisenant is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Wisenant strikes out. Two outs. Hobie Landreth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landreth is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks, Landreth takes first base on ball 4. Kindle moves to second. Don Kaiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaiser is 0-for-3 in the game. Kaiser hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Eddie Mixis now playing left field. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews strikes out. One out. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre is 0-for-3 in the game. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 3 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Hoke hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hoke for the out. One out. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Baker hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. DeFondi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fondi is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a triple. He's got one RBI. Fondi takes first base on ball 4. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 7-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Aaron hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wisenant. Aaron reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Aaron moves to third. One out. Del Crandall pinch hits for Jack Dittmer. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson pinch hits for Bob Roselli. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Milwaukee Braves, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.